Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, broadcasting live from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Live on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw, down in the heart of the red part of the Wild Counties, right here, Dom.
In the heart of the Shaw?
In the heart of the Shaw. And, of course, you're also listening on Devil Radio, WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM, and Progressive Voices.
What?
What's all been, around the nation,
what's,
man.
What's been going on since I've been gone?
When you left, I became very popular. I don't know if you know this, but people like me. I'm kind of a big deal. So I've expanded the footprint a little in your absence.
Well done, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, sir. 844-967-2789. Getting the band back together. Got plenty of friends on the lines, like Profane Ronnie. Ronnie is less profanely as possible. Say hi to Dominic.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hi, honey. I have to second what Betty said.
You going full Betsy on us, Profane Ronnie?
Yeah. It's so good to hear you, and that's not to disparage Crudy, because Crudy, you've done a great job with all your guests and everything.
Yeah, nobody's calling me saying, oh, Crudy, you're so good. Everybody's like, oh, Dom. We missed Dom. Dirty Dom.
We appreciate you, Crudy, because you're here every day. This is a special Valentine's treat.
Yeah, I'm like milk. I'm in the fridge. Oh, but Dom comes around, it's like chocolate milk on Sunday.
Strawberry milk. It's even better.
Everybody loves chocolate milk. Come on, you know that. Question. Are you guys partying tonight in the shop?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to almost have to. It is Valentine's Day. I mean, who better to spend Valentine's Day with than Crudy?
My wife asked me if we're going out for dinner tonight. And I'm like, maybe a late dinner, hun.
Swing through Taco Bell drive-thru on the way home.
Well, you got to post it on Facebook where you guys are going to be, because I'm free tonight, and I'd love to party with you.
Oh, nice. All right. Absolutely.
Unless you're at a house party.
We're not going to a house party. Whenever we go to the house party, we're too cool for the environment. I mean, we've been to house parties, like, we just showed up at random college house parties, like, in our 30s, and pretty soon we had owned the house and evicted the tenants, and, you know, we were running their parties for them, and apparently that's frowned upon, you know, when you hit 50-something.
It's a little weird. Yeah, Ronnie, absolutely. You know, give your number to the screener, and we'll make sure we hit you up, Ronnie.
Meet you out for meatloaf later.
What? I got one more thing to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's this. Did you catch it?
I did. Sound like a cold one to me, Ronnie. Appreciate it. I wish you had one for us.
I know. 844. How do you bring me back and invite me to the studio? There's no beer in the fridge,
How
man.
Did I know they weren't going to have beer in the fridge?
Well, you should bring beer in the fridge.
I had business meetings. I was doing important businessy stuff.
Very, very busy.
I had lunch around the corner. You know, here's something I didn't know about this fair city of Waukesha, and it's got it going on. I got to admit, I'm liking Waukesha more and more every day. But I take my dining associate, Eddie, from Lutema Mask.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Very proud to see the president now wearing Lutema Mask. But Eddie came out to visit the Waukesha facility.
Oh, cool.
I said, I'll take you out to lunch, Eddie. We went to what I thought was going to be the cool restaurant the local had taken me to. I said, this is the one that's recommended. He's like, oh, they're not open on Mondays. Then we went to the next restaurant. Oh, they're not open on Mondays either. We went to like four restaurants, man.
Yeah. A lot of people still dealing with the effects of COVID and all that, man. It's been tough.
I just get the impression no one goes out for lunch on Mondays. Mm. It's like Crudy's in town. I could sustain your entire restaurant franchise.
That's obvious. Maybe you should ease up on the lunches once in a while, Crudy.
844-967-2789. Saying hi to my good pal, Dominic, on our 10th anniversary as a broadcast product. You remember the first Saturday morning I had stayed at the museum?
It was cold.
It was damn cold. And we had the Saturday show. And we were doing our first show and our very first caller.
You were staying at the museum in Milwaukee.
I slept on the floor, like the concrete floor, in a sleeping bag with like 200 farting Boy Scouts all night long. I got like 8 minutes sleep throughout the course of the evening. And of course, I was excited to do our first live broadcast. And we showed up and we did our noon show on Saturday on the former Heartless Radio, The Mike 92.1. And our first caller, Brett Halsey.
I thought to myself, who the hell is Brett Halsey?
That's the worst part. You didn't, the producer didn't believe it was Brett Halsey. Like someone's going to call up and imitate Brett Halsey.
A former Wisconsin legislator.
And he did run for governor, let's not forget. But yeah, so didn't everybody. 844-967-2789. Going back to some friends and some new friends. Going back to the phones. Andy from Beaver Dam, say hi to my pal Dominic.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Dom. How's the Cadillac running?
Oh, you know, it's a little rough. I got to tell you, I got 252,000 miles on a 2011. She's getting a little tired, man. But
is that Black Betty?
That's Black Betty, yeah.
And what
that's
about the Black big Betty. Blue?
Blue's still running, man. I got her out a couple, I guess about 6 weeks, so it was warm out and got a little ride up.
You know, they have his and hers Cadillacs in the Salvia household. Yeah. Hers is like a boat. It's about the size of the QE3. It's parked around the block and then the block beyond that.
Well, I tell you, I was dozing off waiting for the 5 o'clock happy hour, and all of a sudden,
thanks, Andy.
Oh my God, it's like home week, old home week. God Almighty, oh my God, it's great, man. I hope your new adventure in work is good, but everybody said previously, we really miss you to death. You know, and so it's nice that we get this little Valentine's gift of your coming on and really getting you wired up. Good, I can tell you that. You're flying. Right?
It's been hanging out with Don Jr., Andy.
Thanks, Andy. And I appreciate the sentiment and right back at you, man, and the audience. It's been a long time, and I've missed all of you as well.
I'm glad that you could wake them up after I put them to sleep, slumbering for the first couple of hours, apparently. Here's a good one. Our pal Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. Say hi to Dominic Selvey.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mark.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Is Dom our funny little Valentine for the day? I am, man.
I got a bow on and everything.
Hi out there to all my brothers and sisters welcoming you back to the show. That it's great to hear you and that I can remember listening to you guys back in the early days. I won a pair of Lewis Black tickets from you there at the Orpheum there in Madison.
So, I can't believe we were ever that generous. I can't believe I didn't steal those Lewis Black tickets for myself.
And I heard your slant headline that you borrowed from Ed Schultz because you always used to call.
I did steal that one.
That's what he used to refer to Hannity as, a slant head Hannity. But it's great to hear you, Dom, and hope you come back periodically and enliven the conversation. Not that it's lively enough every day, it's great that you guys are still around and many more years. And hopefully we'll make it through it with the craziness that's got going on now, because I just cannot believe these guys. That I see those commercials with Bob Lindell on them, and I just want to, I usually switch channels as soon as I see his face and hear his whiny voice about cancel culture and that they've been canceling our culture for a long time. So,
Mark, I'm going to end it there. Mike Lindell.
I'm serious.
he bought up the ads like going into the Colbert Show in Madison on the CBS affiliate. It just galls me. You know, there he is. He's like in my medicine cabinet. There's Mike Lindell. I mean, that would freak me out a little bit. If I opened up my medicine cabinet and there stood crazy-ass conspiracy theorist Mike Lindell.
The morning of August 13th, it'll be the talk of the world.
Remember when we talked about the fact that, we were cheering against God?
The fact that the guy that people, listen to this man and take whatever he says seriously. I mean, how many times do you have to predict something and be monumentally wrong? I mean, if someone were to judge us like that, if we were wrong as much as Mike Lindell, we wouldn't be on the air. We wouldn't have any audience.
63% of the time, we're right every time. 844-967-2789. Pizza the Box, welcome back, Michael. Say hi to Dom.
Hey, Pizza Box.
Dom, isn't that the guy that used to? Were you working on your aunt's farm? Hey, you there?
Yeah, my aunt's farm.
You were always talking about your only employment endeavors ever prior that we are aware of as a radio audience.
I worked on my neighbor's farm as a young lad. That is true, Mike. I haven't been milking any cows lately, though.
Until recently, that's the last time Dom worked hard.
It's kind of bad when you're putting out a ruse and like someone calls you. What do you mean, what farm? What are you talking about?
Good memory. Anyway, that you mentioned, what was it? Brent Halsey, was it?
Brent Halsey.
Oh, I must have been
the former gubernatorial candidate. He showed up at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. He ran against Mary Burke, if you'll recall, and he showed up with a Chinese hat with the star on it.
Weird, man.
And then Dom and I took him off the reservation. And we like hotbox the car with Halsey sitting in the back seat. And you know what I'm saying, man. He came out loud as you know what. But we felt like we owed it to the Democratic Party just to get Halsey away from the normals, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Pizza Box, I got to ask you, man. The discourse going on these days and the things that the Republicans are saying and what they are falling for. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with Republicans, the faithful and the weird?
You got any time during the week, man? I went back to the Capitol and started putting up signs with all their names and stuff on it. And then when they, you know, it only takes about 10, 15 minutes of somebody seeing that, oh, I'm here, and then I own a damn rotunda, man. It's pretty funny. That is the only way I know I'm going to be able to do anything, right? I mean, besides voting and trying to inform people. And
just criticize them perpetually.
Oh, man, get in their faces. I'm planning on doing a tour, man. I'm going to get a bus, and we're going to go to people's houses.
Michael, let us on the back of the bus. We'll party from the back of the bus.
You know, Fancy Brian's got some roadie experience, and I was, a security for RTM back in the day at the Guns N' Roses concerts. So, you know, maybe we can help you out, Mike.
You did security?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Man, me between Lauscher and Sola, dude.
You know, Sola was a bouncer at the Violent Femmes concert. They came to La Crosse.
Yeah,
they played at the university. And Sola told me, he said, right as they were walking on the stage, the guy's like, oh, man, I shouldn't have taken all those shrooms.
Oh, I miss college.
844-967-2789. Yeah, should have left some for us. Chris from Sun Prairie, how you been?
Hey, Chris.
Hi. I just wanted to say happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And it's great to see Dom back.
You might have been our second caller behind Brett Halsey, like, years ago, Chris. We've known you for a long time.
I think you're right. I was going to say that. I think that it was about 10 years ago that I met you guys. Very shortly after your program came on, I think you came down to the Capitol, and you saw us.
The problem with you, Chris, is you were always better informed than us.
Totally.
That embarrassed us with some frequency.
Chris, I've said it a million times. You and Mike and so many of our audience members have educated me. I mean, you know, we have these conversations. You know, I certainly don't know everything or understand all the various issues.
And, yeah, I can vouch.
I'm okay with that. But you and many of our audience members have done a hell of a job educating me, and I truly appreciate that.
Yeah, and we appreciate you, too, and it's great to hear you, and I hope you come back for more visits, and I think Mike's doing a great job, says Brian, says everybody else there. I really appreciate the work all you guys are doing. We need you all, and I wish you the best in what you're doing, Dom.
Thanks, Chris.
But we miss Dom most, is what they're really saying. Yeah, Curdy's okay, and sometimes he makes a salient point or two, but... You know, at the end of the day, we just want to hear Dom rant.
Oh, man, I really miss you making up words, Curdy. It's been a long time since I heard you, you know, create a new word. Have you been working on that? You got something for
constantly.
Me?
Constantly. I'm thinking of words right now to call you during the commercial break. 844-967-2789. Call us. We got one more segment. The 10th anniversary. Dominic's in studio in Waukesha. You can say hi. 844-96-PARTY. Sidewalks also swarming with people.
protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Treat yourself to some Wisco Home Goods natural lotions or sugar scrub in 2022. I'm Don, one of the owners of this family-owned Midwestern business in Madison, Wisconsin. Our natural hand soaps, lotions, and sugar scrubs offer you the luxury you deserve. Wisco Home Goods self-care products come in a variety of scents you're sure to love. So go on, add a little pampering to your daily routine. Order at wiscohomegoods.com. Natural, healthy, nourishing self-care and more at wiscohomegoods.com.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. This is Kirk Bankstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I'm excited to announce our new beer, AOC IPA. This IPA pays homage to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a champion of the progressive movement. AOC IPA is now available in stores throughout Wisconsin. Check our website, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see which stores in your area are carrying it.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Valentine's. It's a Valentine's edition. Dom's back in the studio. That's me. We're in Waukesha taking your calls. Having a good time. 844-967-2789.
I'm not used to sharing. These airwaves, these are mine.
You never were. That's why I got to come back and bust your chops once in a while.
This song, Long Way to the Top, if you want to rock and roll, this is how we greeted the Milwaukee airwaves February 1st, 2017. Got up early with the sunrise, and we turned on the radio station for the very first time with a little AC/DC. And like nine people were probably listening. Similar to right now. 844-967-2789. No, all the, I don't know, what do you call the Dom fans?
Miss Devil's Advocates. Listeners,
the
man.
Dom the Vukmers.
Maniacs. Leah.
Are they the Vukmers?
Leah.
The Nurse Ratcheteers.
Where's Leah been?
Leah.
Right, I mean, she ran for what? For Senate?
U.S. Senate,
yeah.
2018.
And
she was blowing you kisses at the stage in Mosinee.
Mosinee.
Hi, Dominic.
Duck and run. I haven't seen any or heard anything about her in a while.
I'm Senator Leah Vukmir.
Yeah.
Oh, if you called her right now, she'd take that call. If you call us right now, we might take your call, 844-967-2789. Don't miss her, not one little bit. Dean, welcome, Dean. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's good to hear you back, Tom.
Thanks, man.
When I was listening to you before, I was like eating a perfect bologna sandwich, and then you left and was like, where's the mail? Well, the mail's back today.
You take your Scott Walker ham and bologna and cheese, no mayo, white bread sandwich, and you stick it up your gullet.
You know, Dean, I'm actually more of a Miracle Whip guy, but I appreciate the sentiment, man.
Oh, I got the special sauce for him.
Oh, you guys, you're great. You're right up there with Uncle Lair and Little Snot-Nosed Tommy from WLS.
Well, thank you for that kind parallel.
You got to go back a few years to figure that one out.
I will have to go back a few lifetimes to figure that one out. Dean, thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. 8-9. Where are our conservatives? Where's Gary from Sussex?
Where's Gary been,
Where's man? CJ calling in to trash Dom, a rare occasion?
We take all callers, man.
Randy from Stoughton, welcome. Say hi to Dominic.
Hey, Randy.
Hey. Happy anniversary, Devils.
Thanks, thank you, sir.
A great 10 years. I was going to see if I could jar Dom's memory on this one. This is one of you guys that are hosting a panel discussion. With the conservatives and the progressives, they had O'Donnell and McKenna and another knuckle dragger, and we were getting on them a little bit. And there's Dom sitting in the front row, and he turns around and grabs his chair and he starts sending us off like a lion tamer.
You're talking about Milwaukee Magazine. They had a talk radio forum, Randy. And Dom was excluded from the panel for obvious reasons.
They can't handle the truth,
Randy.
It was
Jerry Bader, Dan O'Donnell, Crudy, Vicky McKenna, and Earl Ingram.
Yep, I remember.
And Dom was there as a, sort of a highly participatory audience member in the Milwaukee Magazine write-up. You know, and that whole event went off the rails eventually, Randy, if you'll recall. But in the write-up, they said one guy grabbed the chair sort of like WWE style, and we think it was in jest.
It was a tremendous moment. It's one of the classics. I've been listening to the ice and attending events all these years. I couldn't take it anymore. It was so hilarious. So I want to thank you for that and welcome Dom back.
Thanks, man.
You know, I saw your girl Vicky McKenna recently at a Wisconsin Capitol rally. Her, David A. Clark Jr., Tim Brantham, and I think Janelle Branchon. And I think that very same day they went and they charged Speaker Voss's office.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
They wanted the election thrown out or something in real time. And one of the points they made, I got to point out, they talked about the fact that Gableman, this special sauce prosecutor, the corrupted former Supreme Court justice, well, shouldn't he be making some sort of public reports? And I'm thinking, yeah, that's kind of true. You know, I agreed with the assembled kooks that day, at least on that point.
Yeah.
But Vicky McKenna saw me and gave me a big hug.
Yes.
And I'm like, you're confusing me with Dominic. And she's like, oh, do you remember the time we were on that radio panel? And she goes, and none of my conservative friends would defend me. And you did. And I'm like, I didn't defend you. I called you a workaholic. I was looking for something nice to say about you. And I effectively said, any human being that did 5 hours of live radio any day.
That's a lot.
That's to be admired.
Yes.
You got a hell of a, work ethic.
Didn't she wrap up the particular presentation that Randy was talking about by saying Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, they shut off the microphones and turned on the house lights.
Time to go home, everybody.
You can't stay here. Yeah, it nearly turned into a rumble, if I recall. But now I get sweet hugs. I got a selfie with me and Vicky. And I tried to talk a little sense into Vicky, and that's a futile effort. But I said, Vicky, why don't you get vaccinated? Oh, no, I don't need a vaccine. I'm freedom. No mask, no vaccine for me. No microchips or whatever. I said, okay, I get all that, Vicky, but what if you're wrong? You know what I mean? What if you got the math wrong? What if, maybe your side's on the wrong side of history, science? What if you're wrong? I don't even want to see Icky Vicky die. No. Not of COVID.
What, something else? Come on.
Well, I was backing up the truck and she happened to get in the way and I had to roll her back 2 or 3 times. No, I would never run Vicky over, not willingly, not knowingly, but she is a small little thing. Get in the blind spot.
It's been strange. And to see, the Republicans kind of eat their own in this regard, it's going to be interesting to see how some of these talkers, where they come down. To think that, Robin Voss, assembly speaker here in Wisconsin, is now, the target of what, the rank and file of the voters out there. This is going to be some interesting times to observe. And at the end of the day, all of us who try to, be logical and reasoned and normal, we got to call them out. We got to continue to call them out every single chance they get. Like, I think you said, was it Kinzinger? Make them answer the question. Don't let them spin it away. Make them answer it, every one of them, every time.
You act like you almost like doing this.
It's been fun, man.
You want to try it again tomorrow?
You going to put some beer in the fridge?
No promises. I thought you were doing it down on Brady Street, man. Just go to the corner bar. Go see Terry at Legato's.
Roll the coin! Yes, I'll do it from the coin. I'll come back tomorrow, man. You going to have me?
I'll have you back
all
tomorrow.
Right, I'll do it.
10 years plus one day. Another fine live show. Devil's Advocates. We'll do it as we always do. Yeah, just 5 o'clock hour because you're working stiff now. Don't want you get in trouble with the day job. But normally, now is when I thank my fine guest. Well,
you're welcome.
I guess it's just you, fella. Thank you all for listening. We'll celebrate 10 more years of broadcast awesomeness. You know, starting again tomorrow. 10 years plus one day. Stick around. Native Roots Radio, then the Paul Revere Show.
Sign on with the devil.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy. We're number one. We beat anybody. We're the devils. The devils.
It's over. Nothing, man.